Budget 2026, Stable for Government, Still Tight for Households, by Sebastian Alexanderson at National Debt Advisors. For the first time in nearly two decades, South Africa's national finances are showing signs of discipline. Debt is stabilizing, the deficit is shrinking. In his budget speech, Minister Enoch Godingwana said government has avoided major tax hikes. On paper, Budget 2026 is calm, controlled, and fiscally responsible. But while Treasury may be breathing easier, many South Africans are still holding their breath between paydays. Head of National Debt Advisors, Sebastian Alexanderson, says while fiscal responsibility is crucial to avoid higher borrowing costs and economic strain, stabilizing government debt doesn't automatically ease pressure on household budgets. People hear debt is stabilizing and assume their monthly payments will magically ease. But households don't run on GDP, they run on cash flow. If the money coming in hasn't improved, pressure stays the same. He said the projected economic growth of 1.6% in 2026, inching up to 2% by 2028, was not nearly fast enough to meaningfully shift unemployment or boost household income. In everyday terms, what it means is that job creation remains slow. Income growth stays limited, and household pressure continues. You can feel it in the small things, the petrol top-up you postpone, the grocery items you swap out, the credit card you promise you'll catch up on next month, said Alexanderson. In a welcome shift, government withdrew R20 billion in proposed tax hikes. Instead, adjusting income tax brackets for inflation and increasing savings incentives, including a higher VAT threshold for small businesses, R46,000 tax-free investment limit, and R430,000 retirement deduction cap. The move prevents bracket creep from quietly eroding take-home pay. It's not a cash windfall, but it does stop the silent squeeze where your salary increases on paper and your take-home pay doesn't stretch any further, said Alexanderson. But the quieter increases still count, with fuel, alcohol and tobacco costs rising and slow growth limiting jobs and salaries, consumers remain under pressure, Alexanderson said. We're seeing more consumers using short-term credit simply to absorb rising living costs. For heavily indebted households, even modest increases filter quickly into monthly shortfalls. The key for consumers was to be proactive rather than reactive, he said, offering the following tips to help consumers stay ahead. Use any tax relief wisely. Channel small take-home gains into paying down high-interest debt or building an emergency fund. Adjust for fuel increases. Revisit transport costs and trim where possible. Prioritize expensive debt. Tackle credit cards and unsecured loans first. Avoid short-term credit traps. Don't use payday loans to plug monthly gaps. Leverage higher savings limits. Boost tax-free or retirement contributions if you can. Monitor your debt ratio. If most of your income goes to repayments, seek help early. Ends. Author at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Plus posts bio at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. #Malongui-disabled-linklove is blind, but debt isn't. Valentine's Day and the cost of compatibility at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. #Malongui-disabled-link betting on a miracle. The debt trap behind South Africa's R1.14 trillion gambling boom at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. #Malongui-disabled-link savings month 2025. No cuts left. Now what? At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. #Malongui-disabled-link mid-year money check-in. Relief in sight, but caution still key share on your socials.